Hello everybody. Today I will read out an article from the website Language Impact. This is quite advanced English, so I advise you to take your time reading this article if you find it difficult. I like this article because it describes well the different language levels learners experience. Take care, be good, be happy. What does it mean to learn a language? By Reed Wilson. Let's say that you speak English and want to learn Chinese. Linguists would say that your language 1 is English and your language 2 is Chinese. L1, L2. If you are a beginner, then you can easily put your thoughts into English and you can also understand things said to you in English. But you can't put your thoughts into Chinese or understand anything said to you in it either. As you study and learn Chinese, over time, your ability to put your thoughts into Chinese and to understand things said to you in Chinese will improve. This will happen because you will have a better grasp of the Chinese dictionary, grammar, and sound system. You won't always produce perfect Chinese, but if a Chinese speaker can come even close to figuring out your message, you've communicated in Chinese. Be happy. And of course, you won't always completely understand the idea the Chinese speaker is trying to convey either. However, as your ability to use and understand Chinese grows, linguists call this communicative competence, so will your knowledge of Chinese. But at what point can you say that you speak Chinese? Saying I speak English or I know Chinese means different things to different people depending upon their cultural background and personality. Because of this, several systems of language ability measurement have been made, such as the International Language Round Table, ILR, scale, formerly but still popularly known as the Foreign Institute Service, FSI scale. The FSI scale contains 6 levels of language learning proficiency. Which level are you at in the languages you are studying? Level 0, level 0, no proficiency in the language. You are starting from scratch, from the beginning. Level 1, elementary proficiency. You can order meals, be polite, ask and answer very simple questions about very familiar topics, tell time, and other simple tasks. You have many errors in pronunciation. Level 2, limited working proficiency. You can use the language in most basic social situations and can handle basic work requirements. You can talk about current affairs, yourself and your family. You have a definite foreign accent. Level 3, professional working proficiency. You can use the language in most social and work situations, both formal or informal. You can understand most speech at normal rate and have a large vocabulary to draw from. You still have an accent, but it is not a distraction to your listener. Level 4, full professional proficiency. You can use the language accurately and precisely in almost all language environments. You can informally interpret to and from the language. You rarely make pronunciation or grammar mistakes. Level 5, native or bilingual proficiency. You can speak like an educated native speaker, including the using relevant cultural references and idioms. This level is usually only obtained by children. It is also possible to be a 3 plus or a 2 minus, etc. Note that it takes much longer to advance from level to level as you progress. You may get from level 0 to level 1 in 12 weeks, but take 4 years to get from level 3 to level 4. In addition, the relative difference between your L1 and your L2, and also your language learning environment, will also affect the amount of time it takes to progress. Also, note that these definitions need to be modified if you are studying a dead language, such as Latin, ancient Greek, or Sanskrit. So what does it mean to say you speak a language? Personally, I would say I speak a language if I am at level 3 in that language. Anything lower, and I would just say that I am learning it. What's more important is to regularly assess your progress, keep doing what works, modify what doesn't, and never give up.